Now, we've talked about the direction of flow. We've talked about the fact that one side carries more oxygen than the other. And we've also talked about the fact that the arteries are a high-pressure, low-volume system, and the veins are a high-volume, low-pressure system. So what are some other differences? So one other difference is that in the arteries, you actually don't have any valves. Now, I don't know how to label that to make it super clear, but let me just find some sort of open spot here and write number 4. There are no valves in that arterial system. Whereas on the venous side, you actually do have valves. You have these valves that come together. Actually, make it very clear by making the two sides touch. And the blood kind of goes through like that. So you have these valves that keep the blood going in the right direction. So that would be the fourth point of difference between the two. So you have these valves. And you might get confused because you think, well, doesn't the heart also have valves? And it does. The heart also has valves. But the veins have a different type of valve, and that's actually to keep the blood flowing in the right direction. You can imagine that you probably don't even need that on the arterial side because the pressures are so high that the blood is forced to go one way. Whereas in the veins, because it's kind of like a giant lake, water can kind of swirl around and around and around, and so it's helpful to have valves keeping it going in the right direction. So that's the fourth point of difference. So now think about the fact that you might have a break in the arterial system. So let's say that you have an accident and you cut an artery, or a big artery, let's say. What would it look like? So if you have a break right here, you would actually have like a fountain of blood coming out right there because it's under such high pressure that it's just going to spew out, right? And so this is basically what it looks like when you actually cut an artery, again, because of the fact that it's under such high pressure. And now on the venous side, or on the vein side, if you have a break, it looks really different because if you have, let's say, a break right here, you'd actually get kind of a pool of blood just locally before it clots off. Because, again, you have very low pressure, so it's just going to kind of quietly pool, and you might get a bruise right there. But it certainly won't look like a fountain of blood. And so that's actually another final point of difference, which really gets back to the high-pressure system on the arterial side and the high-volume, low-pressure system on the venous side.